incorporate online features such as
our live broadcast audio stream,
easily searchable hourly archives of all our shows,
an up-to-date weekly program guide,
weekly music charts,
a second audio stream featuring exclusively local music 24 hours a day,
upcoming programming highlights and station news,
dozens of videos of full live and studio performances and interviews with top-notch musical artists,
and detailed information on how you can get involved as a CFRU volunteer.
There's also a very user-friendly section where you can make a donation should you be so inclined.
CFRU is proud to be your 250-watt FM campus and community radio station and website.
Available worldwide at cfru.ca.
CFRU Archive. You're listening to my CFRU 9.3 FM Golf. My dad's radio show is Horror Tethers. You're listening to it right now.
He's right. You are. That's my oldest guy, Ronick, and I think we recorded that back when he was probably 3. And the funny thing is that the lisp went away, but then it came back because he's lost his first tooth, bottom row, right up in the front. So this lisp thing is coming back, which I don't know. I definitely like it. So there we go. We heard 2 long-form pieces. One was called I'll Find by Truppa Truppa. It might be Troopa Troopa, but either way, they're from Gdansk, Poland. So this song, I'll Find, was recorded during the recording sessions for the Of the Sun release from 2018. And the song was designed to be short, but once the band kind of started playing it, they said that they just couldn't stop. And they kind of felt it wouldn't fit with the Of the Sun release. And that it should be, you know, an autonomous single or part of a future EP. So here it is on a split with Suspirians on Whited Sepulchre Records. So there is going to be a tape trio that you can get the Truppa Truppa Suspirians split. You can get Drows and Amulets as a split, and Vicky Mettler and Lake Mary as a split. All 3 tapes, pre-orders are up right now. They're $24 USD with the shipping at 17. It basically works out to about $45 Canadian. That's about $15 a tape, which is actually hella reasonable for what you're getting. It's a very limited run of 100 of each release. That's it. So you're definitely going to have something pretty neat in your cassette collection. There's another one, pardon me, for $45 USD. I think the other one will work out to about $60 Canadian, because you get the Lake Mary and the Ranch Family Band LP plus the tape trio, which was the last song we just heard there. Things getting a little bit rollicking and a little bit folky. That release is, as I said, Lake Mary and the Ranch Family Band, Sundogs, and we heard the single from that. This is a limited edition LP. I think there's only 100 of these. They're I think they work out to $35 after the shipping Canadian to your door, or like I said, you can get the trio of tapes and the LP. Yeah, it works out to about $60 Canadian, which, you know what, it's actually worth it. Lake Mary is Chaz Premek. Lake Mary is this ongoing project that's kind of transcended the boundaries of, you know, what's a mere solo project a long time ago, having evolved into this ever-shifting collective of like-minded artists, performers, and spiritual seekers. The Ranch Family Band has deep ties to Colorado's Front Range and the sprawling Missouri Plains. You can kind of hear it in the textural string arrangements, the guitar string arrangements that are kind of happening. It's all kind of stunningly executed. There's patient sounds. There's kind of this cabin floor esoterica. And this is kind of an unofficial follow-up to the River Ceremony, which was the Ensemble's 2018 release that came out on Keeled Scales. The Sundogs release kind of traverses similar, but it's kind of more focused. There's a more aesthetic terrain. Chaz Lake Mary has kind of honed the vision for these 7 tracks during numerous tour dates and studio sessions, workshopping melodic ideas and kind of transmogrifying his band's raw improvs into these structured compositions that you can hear on the seven tracks of Sundogs. Was kind of sitting with it today, and it's super good. I mean, I said earlier on how much Lake Mary's been one of my favorite kind of acoustic guitar folks for quite some time. So there we have it. Why don't we, we can probably dive, what should we dive into? So many choices. We can dive, we'll take a little break from the Whited Sepulchre, because we've got some amulets to dig into, and we will get there, most definitely. But there's a 10-inch album that I had kind of ordered not too long ago by Donato Wharton. And it didn't sound like any of the other Donato Wharton that I had in the past, or that I've owned for longer, I should say. So there's a great older release that's kind of made me go back to other releases, and I had to go to the album. Which one was it now? Body Isolations was the one I went to. And it came out in 2006, you know, so it's kind of, you know, well over a decade old. But it's timeless sounds anyways, you know. We're going to dig in a track called Transparencies. And I kind of wanted to feature something on the show and spin off of the Whited Sepulchre stuff and kind of keep the same vibe, same mood rolling along. But we'll see in this this little mix if we can work in some stuff from the Eaglestone Collective. We'll do some brand new Wazo Tempet. We'll do new Big Brave, some Aiden Baker stuff. We'll bring it back with some High Orid, and we'll slip back to around where we started. How's that sound? It's Oral Tethers. I'm Hens 57, leading your ears astray, only on CFRU, 93.3 FM in Guelph. This is Donato Wharton, Transparencies. Thank you.
Arrow's flesh flies through the air like raindrops. We offer our profound apologies. We offer our profound apologies to everyone in this civilized world.